Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Thursday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we've been in the little book of Jude, and we've been looking in verse number 24 and today verse 25. The Bible declares, "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy." And we go on to say, the scripture says, "To the only wise God, our Savior." And we've been looking at this thought this week and looking at the whole truth concerning God's ability, God's power. And of course, Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now unto him that is able to do." But Jude 24 says, "Now unto him that is able to keep," and specifically, to keep you from falling. You know, sometimes I think we ask the wrong question. There's no question that you and I are able to fall, and everyone knows someone that has fallen in their Christian walk. But the question is, can God keep us from falling? And I believe the unequivocal, unarguable answer is yes, according to the Scripture. He's able to keep us from falling, but not only just to preserve us, but to present us and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. My goodness, that's hard to fathom. And then the scripture goes on and tells us why he's able to do that. How is it that God is able to do that? How can God take a crooked stick and draw a straight line with it? How can God do that? How can God take a sinner whom he has redeemed and saved by his grace and cause him to stand before his presence faultless with exceeding joy? How can God do that? Well, I think that we have to go to, verse 25 actually gives us commentary on what happens in verse 24. You see, verse 25 talks about what he's going to do for us. But then in verse 25, it begins to talk about who he is and what he is and who he is to us. The Bible says, "To the only wise God." To the only wise God. I'm dealing here and talking about his omniscience. And that means all knowledge, all knowing. Think about today that the God we serve is all knowing. He is the only wise God. And the word wisdom here takes in, or the word wise takes in, more than just someone who is sharp or keen, but it has the idea of all wisdom, of all knowledge, of all understanding. In other words, God knew us before the foundation of the world. Nothing's ever occurred to him. He alone is the all-wise God. Or there's a term called sagacious, which carries the idea of sage or wisdom. May I say, thank God, he is the omniscient God. He is sagacious. He is the only wise God. But then it goes on to say the only wise, and then it uses the term here, God. He is, not only is he a sage in his wisdom, but he is also sovereign. There's none other. There's none like him. He is the sovereign God of heaven. And somebody said, yeah, but how could a sinner be redeemed, and how could he keep from falling? Because the sovereign God said so. Because our sovereign God willed it to be so. And he goes on in this next phrase and gives us the understanding. Because not only is he a sage in his wisdom and sovereign in his authority, but he's also our Savior. To the only wise God, our Savior. How come we're going to be presented faultless before his presence with exceeding joy? Because of the only wise God, our Savior. That's exactly why. Father, thank you for the wisdom, and thank you for the salvation that you extended to usward while we were yet sinners. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.